Then I'll try, of course.
I'm most grateful. Dr. Tranter, at what point did you realize who the dead woman was?
Not until I was beside her.
You didn't recognize anything about her from further away?
I really didn't know her that well.
I see. Mrs. Tranter, were you acquainted with Miss Smith?
I couldn't say so, no.
She wasn't a frequent guest here.
Hardly, sir. I suppose the servants might have known her, but I don't encourage visitors below stairs.
Ah. Well, perhaps you saw her occasionally about the village.
Yes, I did. Sometimes she took the children out for a walk.
Doctor, how was the body lying?
On her back, with her head turned to the side. I didn't see the weapon immediately. Her coat was covering the handle.
She always looked so young.
Just a few more details. Mrs. Tranter, having established that Miss Smith was dead, your husband returned to the path and asked you to go down into the village and summon help.
Yes. Yes, he did. I found some people and told them what had happened.
You're surely not suggesting that I should have left my wife alone there and gone myself.
I'm just trying to build up a picture of what happened. While you waited, did you go back into the field?
I had no reason to do so.
Did you see anyone?
Not a soul.
Two final points. Do you know of anyone who disliked Miss Smith or wished her ill?
On the contrary.
How does it feel to hate someone that much?
I'm sure you already know that, Inspector.
Never mind what you think I know. Answer the question.
I'm awfully sorry, but I can't. I'm afraid I don't remember.
Well, it's about time.
What do you mean, sir?
I fancy Mr. Lawrenson's referring to his recent burglary.
Huh?
I most certainly am.
You've been burgled?
Good God above, of course I have. I discovered it this morning and sent a note to your police station, Dawkins. Isn't that why you're here?
No, sir. We're here in connection with the death of Miss Emily Smith. This gentleman would like to ask you a few questions.
My name is Sherlock Holmes. I know who you are. I've seen the pictures of you. Pretty poor work, some of them, too. And you're Watson.
Dr. Watson, good afternoon.
Well, you haven't fared any better, have you? Paget hasn't caught you at all. Man ought to be shot.
Oh, we're not here to discuss the deficiencies of a Strand magazine, Mr. Lawrenson. What was taken in the burglary?
I thought you weren't here to talk about that, either.
Just tell us, please, sir.
Nothing. Nothing was taken.
But the robber made a pretty mess.
Yes, he did, damn the man. I suppose that's how you knew about it, Holmes.
That and the broken lock on the window is perfectly obvious, even from here. Shall we continue this conversation outside?
If you'd taken more pride in your garden, your burglar might have left us some clues to his identity. Something like a freshly turned flower bed for preserving evidence.
I have no interest in gardening, Mr. Holmes. Oh, but you do have an interest in murder. Only as a subject for my art. Well, Holmes, what can you tell me about my burglar?
Nothing, as yet.
So it's not just your features that the Strand exaggerates?
Perhaps not.
How well did you know the late Miss Smith?
Know her? I didn't know her at all.
He was lying.
Yeah. She took delivery of several of his paintings for the school.
How do you know that?
There was a receipt for them amongst his scattered papers. The date was over 2 months ago.
So he'd known her for quite some time?
Yeah, but felt the need to conceal the fact.
If he was the killer, then he's as cold-blooded as they come. To stand there, cool as ice, and sketch his own handiwork.
Could he have faked the burglary to throw us off the scent?
Yes, he could. That window was crudely broken.
I didn't bring Stevens in until early this morning. I think I'll have another word with him when we get back.
So now you think I'm a burglar too?
You tell me.
I have told you. I didn't break into anyone's house. I didn't kill Miss Smith. I haven't done anything.
Stevens, what's wrong with your back?
I fell off a ladder last week. You can ask Dr. Tranter if you don't believe me.
Did he treat you at the school?
At first. Then I went to his surgery. Why?
How much longer can you hold Stevens without formally arresting him?
Just until tomorrow morning.
Do you intend to charge him?
No. I have to agree with you, Mr. Holmes. I don't have a good enough case.
Well, don't be too downhearted. I rather think that Mr. Albert Stevens will be far more valuable to us at liberty than he would locked in your cells.
What are you staring at? Stop that staring.
Oh, don't be angry, Inspector. I didn't mean to offend you.